You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, thanks for tuning into the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. The Green Business Podcast is your EPN channel for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, bring awareness to a green economy, and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we have the privilege of visiting with Dana Fall, the Vice President of Stakeholder Engagement, supporting the development of strategic stakeholder relationships and core programmatic work at Future 500. Dana has a background in environmental policy and coalition building, working with Oxfam America, Global Exchange, Amnesty International, and a handful of San Francisco-based political consulting firms on environmental and social issues. After working at the grassroots level, Dana wanted to explore ways to work within corporations in order to understand the hurdles and areas of potential alignment with the activist community. She currently works directly with some of the largest utilities and consumer brands in the country to advance market-based approaches to environmental problems. Dana, certainly a privilege to have you part of the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, it certainly is our privilege to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us. So first of all, what is Future 500 doing?
Yeah, so Future 500, we are a mission-based nonprofit. We've been around for almost two decades, but we're actually quite a unique organization in that we kind of hold a different place within the NGO ecosystem, and our role is not typically like how you would think of an NGO. Our core expertise is in stakeholder engagement, and we use that process to build bridges between adversarial stakeholders, mainly between companies and activists and between the political left and right. So we really fill that space as an NGO around kind of conflict resolution and humanizing different types of stakeholders.
And what issues are you currently working on?
So we work on a broad range of issues, you know, since there's so many different environmental and social issues across the globe. Obviously, there's so many areas for us to work in, but we try to bucket them into four issue areas. So energy and climate, materials and supply chains, social responsibility, and food and water. In each of these areas, we have short and long-term goals, and especially from the long-term goal approach, we really try to take a systemic approach to the problem. So, for example, across a lot of the issues that we work on in energy, natural gas, coal, oil sands, we continuously push stakeholders to try to support a price on carbon, which we think can drive change across the economy and really address energy and climate issues from a more comprehensive level. So that, to us, really looks like a revenue-neutral carbon tax. And we found that that is really where you can get the most support from both the left and the right, from companies and NGOs.
Dana, if you don't mind sharing, what have been some of the successes so far?
Yeah, so I think, you know, because we work in such a nuanced space, we really are constantly trying to determine how stakeholder engagement can be successful. And I think in our history, we have some really good examples. You know, at our founding, we forged a partnership between Mitsubishi companies and NGOs to develop simple and practical procurement specifications. And they've now been adopted by over 400 companies to save over 4 million acres of old growth forest. So that's something that, you know, forestry is really something that's been an area where we've been engaged in quite a while. You know, recycling is an area where we, it's something that's really ingrained in our organization is recycling policy. Our founder, Bill Shireman, was one of the architects of the California Bottle Bill, arguably the most cost effective in the world. And since 2011, one of the things that we've been really excited about is we've led multiple stakeholder discussions to address what extended producer responsibility, or EPR for short, could mean for the United States. And this is something that really has kind of injected new momentum into the waste issue, leading to efforts across the country from both voluntary and regulatory approaches. And I think industry and recycling advocates are really, you know, interested in this issue, and it's created a new debate to look specifically at packaging and printed paper.
Today we are visiting with Dana Fall, the Vice President of Stakeholder Engagement, supporting the development of strategic stakeholder relationships and core programmatic work at Future 500. She's joined us here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dana, who are you currently working with?
Yeah, so we're really fortunate because, you know, we can work across a kind of broad range of companies. You know, we work with the oil and gas sector. We work with utilities, consumer brands, retailers. We also work quite a bit with foundations. You know, currently one of our biggest projects is on forestry. We have worked with Asia Pulp and Paper, who is the second largest pulp and paper company in the world. And on that project, what we're really trying to do is systematically garner stakeholder feedback from the NGO community to hold the company accountable for the commitments that they've made to be a zero deforestation company, which means a great deal. They're an Indonesian-based company, so it really has huge effects for the region as well as the supply chain. And I think this is really where we thrive as an NGO that kind of straddles that world between companies and NGOs, is that we really believe that you can leverage the supply chain to create market-based incentives, you know, to really address environmental and social problems. And I think that's really where our sweet spot is. And so we've, you know, been really excited to work on that project. As I mentioned earlier, other areas that we work in, like recycling, we've worked with Nestle Waters North America, who really has been a leader on issues like EPR. We've also partnered with foundations on in that area on recycling. And then on climate, one of the areas that we really have been driving for decades now is, you know, kind of building a coalition of odd bedfellows. And that has been through work recently with an SF-based foundation who has allowed us to have the funding that we need to really go out and build a coalition for a revenue-neutral carbon tax. So those are some of the areas that we work in, but we're really nimble, and we like to work across all sectors.
Yes, I certainly can see that. So tell me, what are your plans for the future?
Well, I think we're really excited about the future. You know, we've been growing, and we're, you know, really, really, you know, fortunate to have a team of people who believe in what we do and are invested in our work. And I think where we really want to continue to grow is just people's understanding of the space, you know, not only stakeholder engagement, which I think is something that's gaining momentum, and it's so, you know, I'm so happy, and I think the organization is really excited to see that companies are looking at stakeholder engagement as a viable tool. But even beyond stakeholder engagement, just breaking the process of demonization and adversarialism, I think that's really an area where we think that we can, you know, provide some interesting perspective to the debates. And you know, it's really a space that's actually inherently prone to conflict, so it's difficult work, and I think that our staff constantly trying to understand the dynamics and find ways to pull together those odd bedfellows. So for us, just a great area to work. You know, for example, one of the areas that we're really involved in and where we're growing is as a bridge builder between political parties. So the gridlock that's happening in Washington right now is really crazy, and I think what's happening between the right and the left is the epitome of where we thrive in our work. And so we're really excited to start building a network of allies, especially on the right, who are interested in new approaches and perspectives to the GOP. So that's different voices like women, youth, the Latino community, libertarians. You know, these are all voices that are really emerging and add value to the dialogue. So we think that Republicans can bring great ideas to the table on environmental and social problems, on, you know, a broad range of issues that I think sometimes aren't heard from the left, and we are willing to listen. So we're willing to listen to all parties. And one thing that we just finished that I think folks would find really interesting is we had a great event in D.C. called The Future of Conservatism. You can watch it on our website. And so that's just an area that I think we're really trying to build out, and we're excited about.
Certainly with reason to be excited, with a lot of exciting things going on. If you would, share with our listeners where they can be in touch and get more information online about Future 500.
Yeah, so it's Future 500. That's future500.org. And you can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook.
In conclusion, Dana, if you would, what could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip in conclusion that could help our listeners be more green conscious?
You know, I think at the end of the day, just striving to connect with Odd Bedfellows is really important, you know, especially within kind of the environmental space. There's so many different perspectives that can provide value, and, you know, not working in an echo chamber, I think, is something that's really important, that sometimes we get really caught in where we kind of tend to talk to people that believe in the same things we believe in. And, you know, I think that that's really important, obviously, to have allies and to have friends, but try to look beyond that and really see where there is potential for other opinions to come into the fray, because we really see that that's where the most innovative and systemic ideas emerge. That would be the number one thing that I think we take, and I hope that others will start to embrace.
Good advice. It certainly has been good to have had you. We've been speaking with Dana Fall, the Vice President of Stakeholder Engagement, supporting the development of strategic stakeholder relationships and core programmatic work at Future 500. And the website of reference, once again, is future500.org. Dana, thanks so much for being with us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thanks so much for having me. I had a great time.
I did as well, and come back anytime. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.